for joining us for this call related to today's Open Ag Data Alliance launch announcement. I'm joined today by David Friedberg, Chief Executive Officer, and Greg Smirin, Chief Operating Officer for the Climate Corporation, as well as other key agricultural leaders who are joining together today to formally launch OADA, including Dave Larson, CNH Vice President Agricultural Equipment Portfolio Strategy, Ron Milby, GrowMark Executive Director of Agronomy Marketing, Andy Smith, Valley Irrigation Director of Industry Relations, Mike Wilbur, Wilbur Ellis Director of Field Technologies, Mike Vandelot, Winfield Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, and two representatives from Purdue's Open Ag Technology Group, Aaron Ault, Senior Researcher, and Jim Krugmeier, Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering. We also have some Ag Industry Group representatives on the line who were interested in hearing more about today's announcement. We're glad to have you with us today. Following some remarks from our speakers, I'll open up the call for your questions. Just a reminder for others on the call, this Q&A session is reserved for the media on the line. We're recording the call also, and we'll post a copy of that recording on Monsanto's website at www.monsanto.com so you can access the replay. Now let me turn the call over to David Friedberg to get us started.
Thanks, Christy, and good afternoon to everyone on the line. On January 31st of this year, we at the Climate Corporation announced some guiding principles on data privacy. Those guiding principles can be found on our website at climate.com/principles. As a part of that announcement, we also shared our intent to support the formation of an Open Ag Data Alliance, or OADA, O-A-D-A, to act as an independent body that will ensure that different precision agriculture platforms share common interoperability, common data formats, and security and privacy standards. Today, we are proud to be formally launching OADA. At the Climate Corporation, we believe that in order for farmers to get the most value from their data, they need to be able to control that data, to move it from one service provider to another easily and without cost. Enabling different systems to work together will give farmers more control and can ultimately help farmers optimize yields, improve conservation practices, and improve the profitability and sustainability of their operations. I've asked Greg Smirin, Climate Corp's Chief Operating Officer, to lead our support for OADA. So I'm going to turn the call over to Greg to talk more about the alliance. Greg?
Thanks, David. First, I just want to say I'm really pleased to be sharing this call with the other OADA participating organizations who really are true leaders in pressing forward with precision agriculture. I want to say a couple quick words about what OADA is and why we believe this is the best path forward to help speed the adoption of data science applied in agriculture. As David mentioned, OADA is an open standards software effort to establish secure data exchange protocols. This is an open software development approach. It's how the internet, network, web standards have succeeded in providing secure and scalable solutions for businesses and consumers practically since the beginning of the internet. I think we all see that modern precision ag has the potential to dramatically improve crop yields while at the same time reducing environmental impacts. But we keep hearing from farmers that they're overwhelmed with incompatible data locked up in their existing systems, and we hear from them that they need their hardware and software to be able to talk to one another so that they can share their field or subfield level information with advisors, service providers, to make a number of the complex on-farm decisions throughout the year. We've heard also, obviously, that farmers need to have their data be private and secure. And our goal with OADA standards is to create data interoperability between systems, as well as easy-to-understand protocols that can help farmers ensure security as well as data privacy. I just wanted to underline that this challenge is not unique to agriculture, obviously. Other industries have faced similar challenges. We've seen this happen with financial services, with healthcare, and as we touched on earlier, with the internet. In all cases, a distributed rather than a centralized network model has emerged as the best bet for end users in terms of driving innovation as well as security. So our first step in supporting the development of the alliance was to look for third-party leadership And Purdue's Open Ag Technology Group has been around doing some groundbreaking work in the space for quite a while. And so we thought it was a natural fit to join with them in launching OADA. So I'd like to turn it over to Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, Jim Krogmeier, who leads the Open Ag Technology Group at Purdue, for him to talk about their approach to agriculture and technology.
Thank you, Greg. Good afternoon, everyone. The Open Ag Technology Group's work at Purdue combines a wide range of disciplines, from agricultural and biological engineering to electrical and computer engineering, as well as computer science. We leverage these disciplines to research all elements of agricultural technology, from mobile and cloud applications to farm machinery and signal processing. The group has been supported by individual farms and the agricultural industry, as well as the USDA. Professor Dennis Buckmaster and I co-lead this group, and we're gratified to help usher an open standards project that will give farmers security and choice in the marketplace. We're also proud that our senior research engineer and Indiana farmer, Aaron Ault, has agreed to act as project lead. So I'll now turn it over to Aaron to explain OADA's mission.
Thanks, Jim. I'm very pleased to be leading the OADA project. As a farmer, I am passionate about the value precision agriculture holds for increasing yield and using resources more efficiently. And I know firsthand, as a farmer, the frustration of working with closed systems on my farm. Existing farm systems suffer from a few key issues. First, there's an inability to gather data from all aspects of any given farm, since no one manufacturer accesses all the operational data on a farm. Second, farmers are naturally concerned about what will happen to their data once they submit it to a provider. And finally, farmers are concerned about others laying claim to their data. We strongly believe that in order to enable this next stage in agricultural productivity, these three issues have to be resolved, and we're confident that OADA can do that. With the mission to ensure farmers have full data access, security, and privacy, OADA will work to accomplish several things. First, OADA will operate with a farmer-focused approach through a central guiding principle that each farmer owns all data generated or entered by the farmer, their employees, or by machines performing activities on their farm. Second, OADA will develop open reference implementations of data storage and transfer mechanisms with security and privacy protocols. Third, OADA will provide a forum for technical community discussion. Fourth, OADA will be led according to the processes of open standards projects that have built much of the Internet's networking, security, web, and data standards, with multiple university, individual, and corporations participating. And finally, OADA will direct any financial contributions to a not-for-profit foundation whose purpose will be to enable open-source projects in agriculture in service of the OADA mission. We think in defining the alliance that it's also important to specify what OADA is not. OADA will not produce or sell commercial products. It will not be a provider of cloud storage or services. It's not going to be a political or lobbying organization, and the alliance will not endorse or oppose products or services beyond providing software tests that can be used to validate OADA functional support. As the OADA project lead, I'm dedicated to the best interest of farmers, and I look forward to improving farmers' comfort level and experiences with precision ag tools through OADA's work. With that, I'll turn it back over to Christy, who will invite our participating companies to share a few words.
Thanks, Aaron. First, I'll turn it over to Dave Larson, CNH Vice President, Agricultural Equipment Portfolio Strategy. Dave?
Thank you, Christy. CNH Industrial, through its agricultural brands, Case IH and New Holland, offers a full range of agricultural equipment to farmers around the world. For almost 20 years, the CNH brands have been offering advanced precision technologies to help farmers use their data to farm better and smarter. The typical uses of these technologies have been to reduce input costs, improve yields, and increase efficiencies. But as precision technologies have evolved, the need for better methods to manage data access and data ownership have increased. The Open Ag Data Alliance expressly acknowledges and protects the data, the producer ownership of data, while also providing an open industry standard for secure data sharing, allowing producers to achieve the full value of both their data and our technologies so we can better manage their farming operation. CNH Industrial is proud to be a co-leader in the open but secure exchange of producer data through the OADA initiative, without compromise to the producer and hindrance to the industry innovation of proprietary systems. Thank you.
Thanks. Next we have comments from Ron Milby, GrowMark Executive Director of Agronomy Marketing.
Good afternoon. GrowMark is a cooperative providing agronomy, grain, and energy products and services throughout the Midwest, the Northeast, and Ontario, Canada, serving more than 250,000 customers. Growmark has been a leader in precision agriculture since the early 1990s. We are excited about the Open Ag Data Alliance because it allows farmers to address one of their greatest frustrations today, the sharing of information between different service providers. We are looking forward to the many opportunities this endeavor provides.
Thanks, Ron. Next, we have Andy Smith with Valley Irrigation. He's Director of Industry Relations. Andy?
Thank you, Christy, and thanks to everyone on the call for taking some time to listen in and discover some of the topics that are really high in everyone's mind. But on behalf of Valley Irrigation, we are pleased to support the Open Ag Data Alliance effort. While irrigation is a unique discipline, successful irrigation management is driven by a broad cross-section of data, knowledge, information about specific farm fields. By developing farmer-driven systems that deliver and consume standardized and secure farm data, operations such as irrigation can become part of integrated, interdependent cropping system strategies that complement the goals of farm stewardship, productivity, and efficiency. The science of farming continues to evolve. At Valley, we look forward to advancing the science of farming by embracing and contributing to the work of the Open Ag Data Alliance with our partner organizations. Christy?
Thanks, Andy. Next, we have Mike Wilbur, Wilbur Ellis, Director of Field Technologies.
Thanks, Christy. Supporting OADA aligns well with Wilbur Ellis's field technology efforts to provide strategic decision tools utilizing a wide variety of data sources. We believe that participation in OADA is good for our industry and, most importantly, good for our customers. Ongoing innovation will assist growers' increasing need for tools to improve production and facilitate participation in various food security, compliance, and sustainability programs. We firmly believe that growers should own, control, and have full transparency in how their information is being used.
Thanks, Mike. Our last comments today will be shared by Mike Vandelot, Winfield Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer. Mike?
Thanks, Christy. So Land O'Lakes Winfield, like every other company, has a financial responsibility to our stakeholders, shareholders. But, you know, with us, it's a little bit different because we're a co-op, and our shareholders are also our grower customers. So that makes us different, and data privacy and data control are both very sensitive issues to our grower owners. So, again, we feel good about the steps that WADA is taking around grower privacy. You know, we feel a trusted relationship with an agronomic advisor, local co-op agronomist, is a great first step in protecting a farmer's data. But again, through OADA, a standard set of communication tools that enables a grower to utilize his or her data to help make agronomic decisions is very critical to their success. And while we have our own answer plot system, which we have over a million plots of our own information, assessing and enabling farmer-owned information is an important step to driving insight tools that will enable growers to optimize their yields and, more importantly, at $4 corn, maximize the profitability. So, again, Winfield feels really good with this partnership with OADA for not only enabling our R7 Insight tool with a better movement of data, but at the same time protecting the privacy of our grower owners' data, again, which is a very sensitive issue to them, and us being a cooperative is especially important for us to be respectful.
Thanks, Mike. David Freeberg will close out our comments today, and then we'll open it up for Q&A. Dave? You there, Dave?
Sorry. thanks, and thank you again to all of the agricultural organizations. In global agriculture, we know that in order to enable the growth of precision ag technologies, and we think that this provides a really great path forward. So we're very excited to be a part of this this effort. So we'd now like to open up the call for questions from the reporters on the line.
Thank you. Our first question comes to the line of Willie Voigt with Penton Farm Progress. Please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon, everybody. And I can get spellings of names later, but the question I had is, what is the next step now? You're hearing this call, but is there a meeting? Is there a framework? I mean, what are the next steps now for OADA?
I think we should let Aaron talk to that.
Sure, I'd be happy to answer that one. So the next steps, in any typical open source project, we have a website and we have a what's called a GitHub repository where our code is, and we have a mailing list, and we encourage everyone who would like to be involved to become part of the OADA community and start suggesting features they'd like to see, start contributing any engineering and development resources that they'd like to, pushing the original code base forward and contributing lots of suggestions and comments toward grower privacy and security, what they'd like to see in those sorts of standards, as well as any features they'd like to see coming out of any of the software implementations.
And just to, this is Greg Smear, and just to add to that, OADA has a website at openag.io that folks can go and look at and begin to get involved. While we're waiting, Willie, maybe I'll just add to what Aaron said about what's next. I think a lot of the engineers and researchers that are involved from the different groups today, as well as a number of others who have expressed interest to us, can get going on some basic technical interfaces and protocols. There's a fairly lengthy description on the website of the core principles, technically and otherwise, of OADA, in addition to the materials today. And I think that the big distinction of a lot of true open standards projects is that they really can take input from all comers, but that they're focused on actually building solutions technically that can begin to be implemented by consultants, by companies, by individuals, and that way we can really encourage the greatest amount of innovation that's open to everyone in the space. OADA has a very narrow mission in some sense, which is just to create the technical underpinnings and mechanisms for safe data exchange with sufficient security and privacy policies. There are a number of other stakeholder groups that Aaron touched on who will have a lot of input and feedback for the specific kind of privacy practices, security practices that they want to see enabled, and that's something that is really key to going into OADA, but the open standard approach doesn't require that there's one way to do one thing, but that this can sort of support a range of different approaches, as well as really even business models, but we need to get the underlying technology enabled so that all of that can take place.
Thank you. Our next question comes from a line of Ben Potter with Farm Journal Media. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, everyone. I had a question about some of the other industries that you've kind of taken inspiration from, whether that's healthcare or some of the others that you mentioned. What were some of the keys to success that are inspiring you now from those other industries?
Ben, are you directing that question at any particular
maker? Oh, to whoever can answer it, I guess.
Well, this is Dave Friedberg. I mean, there's a good example in financial services when banks needed to exchange information with one another about consumer transactions, as an example. So, you know, what did a consumer purchase? What is their balance? Transferring funds, et cetera. And so those transactions, there were lots of different banks that had lots of different engineers or IT groups that wanted to be able to link different systems. So each bank has their own system. Each bank collects different information or different data for a user's account, and sometimes those users want to access money or send money to another account. So those banks need to obviously be able to interoperate with one another. So interoperability standards were set first and foremost. So sort of what does a financial transaction look like from a computer software perspective? So what does the code do with the data? How does it get sent to another computer? How does one computer make a request? And then how do you know that it's authenticated? How do you know that it's been done by the right person in the right way? So getting that stuff to work right is a critical building block to being able to do what we do today, which is send money to any bank and have this great sort of inter-exchange of information by a lot of different systems. And the same ended up being true of the Internet itself. The Internet itself, the standards for how Internet sites work and how web browsers make requests to Internet sites was developed by in an open standard way, like we're trying to do here with the OADA standards. And those open standards were adopted by the people that were then writing web pages and by the people that were writing the software to create what are now called web browsers. And so when everyone adopted those standards, suddenly the Internet started to work much better, and you were able to get a lot more sites working, and people were able to exchange information more easily. And that's what we're hoping that the OADA initiative will enable in agriculture. And critical to doing that is obviously the privacy and security, so that one system can trust another system. If they're both using the same privacy and security standards for transferring information or making a request for information, they're going to feel more comfortable connecting with that system. And so by getting more folks involved in this OADA initiative, it will ultimately benefit farmers, because farmers are creating data in lots of different places. They're creating data from an app on an iPhone. They're creating data in their CNH equipment. They're creating data with their agronomist in the field. And so all of that data needs to ultimately link together in some way. And by having a bunch of different companies that are building systems to create that data and use that data that can now talk to each other in a way that's safe and secure for the farmer, everyone will start to benefit, especially the farmers.
This is Greg. Just to add on to what Dave was saying, the sort of organizations and the open standard approaches that have been involved in this have ranged from the Internet Engineering Task Force that set up the basic protocols of networking and security, to the World Wide Web Consortium, or W3C, to today you look at the Apache Software Foundation, and they have over 100 projects that really underpin a lot of the services that we all rely on the Internet. With respect to financial transactions, Dave talked about the banking system from a bank to bank side. On the consumer side, the Internet Engineering Task Force developed standards for secure consumer interaction with websites. And if any of you have ever seen a padlock come up when you go to, whether it's a bank or to an online service like Amazon where you're purchasing something, that's all an Internet standard that was created technically, and then there were business rules that were layered in on top of them by certification authorities, where third parties authenticated identity as well as different kind of business behavior. And so these mechanisms are the ones that we know we need to enable in order for this whole ecosystem of safe interaction to occur for farmers, so that they can control what's happening with their equipment and their data and their decision making.
Thanks. Ready for the next question?
Thank you. Our next question comes from a line of Gil Gullickson with Successful Farming Magazine. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, everyone. This is Gil Gullickson. I'm going to direct this at David, but if there's anyone who can chime in, feel free. I'm still sensing a lot of reluctance among farmers when it comes to turning in data to entities. How will this, anyways, this will help overcome that skepticism or that hesitancy of sharing? Any first steps you might take with this?
Why don't I ask Ron Milkey or Mike Vandeloff or someone that's very close to the farmers in the field and have had experience with such software systems being delivered to farmers for some time now, maybe share their perspective.
Sorry, Mike. Oh, go ahead, Mike. I'll follow.
Yeah, so this is Mike Vandeloff from Winfield. So there's no doubt that our customers have concerns, and, especially if you thought through, yield information coming off of combines in real time quickly and getting in the hands of grain traders or something, and how that might affect commodity prices. I think it's really easy to understand why growers would be sensitive to where their data is going and how it is being utilized. So, the grower being in control of where that data goes, I think, is a real important first step in giving growers confidence of them being in control of where the data is going, how it's being aggregated, and what they get back. And, of course, you know, if the value proposition is if they're getting back insights that enable them to manage their crops better to get more profitability, that obviously makes absolute sense to them. But if that data would, for some reason, get sold to grain traders, obviously the money they could make in from the benefits of precision farming could be eroded away in another way. So, again, you know, being a cooperative, our growers are very sensitive in being in control of where that data goes and how it's being utilized.
This is Ron Milby. Mike, you said that really well. I just add on top of that, you know, growers are very sensitive, and today they trust the local cooperatives. We've been using their information to help them drive insight and add value to their operation. I'm where Mike's at. If we make this open where the farmer can choose what data and who he wants to share it with, and if that person they're sharing the data with can actually add value and insight to their operation, they're going to get more comfortable with it. It's kind of like if you've ever made your first internet transaction using your credit card. You probably were very nervous the first time, you know, is that going to leak out? But as soon as you have comfort that you could actually put your account in there, it was secure, you actually received the product, you received value in that transaction, it becomes easier and easier. And that's kind of what we're excited about, is this gives the farmer the controls of who he wants to do business with and who can provide insight and value to their operation.
This is Aaron Alt. I'd also like to jump in here a little bit, since I am a farmer and I have all these same concerns. That, you know, for me, I have a lot of decisions that I make on my farm every season that today I have no means of evaluating. You know, I spend a fair amount of money putting cover crops on my crops in the fall or on my land in the fall, for instance, and I'd like to know if I'm making that money back. And the data that I have has the ability to help me figure that out, but not under the current state of the industry. And so, you know, the way things have started out here, and one reason why farmers have been so reluctant is that, you know, farmers, they're usually referred to in economic circles as being price takers, right? We don't really have much of a choice over over what price we have we get at the market. But thus far, we've also been kind of like terms of service takers, that we're kind of at the bottom rung of the ladder, and we have to put up with whatever the various service providers are willing to let us have. And what OADA is going to do to change that is it's going to make it so that all the different cloud systems can work together. And so I, as a farmer, any day I become incensed with the terms of service or the quality of service that I'm getting from any of my providers, I can just transfer my data to a cloud service provider who I'd much rather work with instead of being locked into someone long term. And so I think by enabling that interoperability, it lets me choose the best in class solutions instead of just whoever happens to be able to work on my farm individually. That's what's going to enable me to jump ahead, enable us as farmers to kind of jump ahead and start using some of that data to evaluate the decisions that we make every day.
This is Mike Wilbur. One other thing I'd add, and they're all good points, but we're also dealing with, at Wilbur Ellis, over 250 different crop segments. And when our folks are going to market their crops, we are now currently working with an excess of 100 different sustainability programs and other regulatory requirements, and having these standards set in place and easier sharing of data will make it a lot easier for our guys to market their crops and also comply with the various programs that the grower, the packers and shippers and ultimately the consumers are demanding.
This is Dave Larson from CNH. I'd like to add a bit of perspective from the equipment side. You know, the good thing about our equipment is that every day we're producing more and more data. The bad piece of our equipment is producing more and more data. And it's a concern to growers, especially as you start transferring this wirelessly. Yeah, so one of the major reasons that we have been looking at things like the OADA initiative is that, number one, we would like to be the same as a bank industry where there is an authentication and security protocol that's supported by third-party verifications that ensures, one, that there's data privacy and data security as part of any data transfer. So, you know, that's a core piece of what Aaron and his team have put together, which we think is quite important. The other piece is that if, you know, most customers are going to have oftentimes a mix of brands or types of equipment. In addition to that, they're going to a mix of ag retailers or trusted consultants. And today, even though the industry has been working towards data standard, it's a very slow process, whereas taking an open API process or structure allows us to create some interchange standards but not actually have to drive the complete industry standards, which is a very, very slow and cumbersome process.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you have any follow-up questions at all, just please let me know. And thanks again to everybody who joined on the call today.